Celebration. Lord, we thank you for your divine help, for you fighting our battles, for you making haste to help us in the previous months. And you told us that this shall be our season, set time of harvest of celebration. Lord, we want to thank you. We want to exalt your name. We want to give you the glory. We want to enthrone you forever. For you are so good to us. There is God. You are the incomparable God. So Lord, this morning, we declare, we proclaim that this month shall be our set time of celebration in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Carry your Bible in your hand and please open to Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Exodus chapter 15, the first verse. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. Walk up to three people and tell him or her, welcome to your season of celebration. Say it as if you mean it. Welcome to your season of celebration. Welcome to your season of celebration. Welcome to your season of celebration. In the name of Jesus. And please be seated in the name of Jesus. Miriam, the senior brother of Aaron, took the tambourine after great deliverance from the hand of the taskmaster, from the hand of the wicked Pharaoh, from the hand of he that had delayed them for 430 years, that has kept them in bondage, that has kept them under affliction, that has kept them, and suddenly God makes haste after they cried unto God. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, and they cried, and God add into their cry. Verse 25 and 26 establish it. And the Bible says, after these incidents, after this glorious deliverance, after this glorious set free, release from captivity, Miriam stood up and took the tambourine and led the children of Israel into songs and said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. That simply means, before now they were in battle, before now they were in bondage, before now they were in distress, before now they were in afflicted, but God delivered them. And after deliverance, it was time for celebration. I speak to you this morning, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, your celebration will not elude you. Your celebration will not pass you by. Your celebration will not, oh Lord, will not elude you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, it is my set time for celebration. And when we talk about celebration, we talk about jubilation. We talk about a time of jubilation. The Bible says, weeping may tarry tonight, but joy comes in the morning. Number one thing is that when it's time for your celebration, your season will change. Your season of weeping changes into a season of what? Laughter. Your season of shame changes into a season of glory. Your season of famine changes into a season of abundance. Your season of shame and all other reproaches changes into a celebration. I'm here to announce to you that somebody will have joy unspeakable. Joy that know no bounds will be your portion in this time of celebration. Have you seen a man celebrating and weeping? When he's weeping, it will be weeping of what? It will be a weeping of joy. I stand upon this altar. You will not weep for sorrow again. You will not weep for shame again. You will not weep for all other affliction again. The only tears that is permitted in your eyes is the tears of joy. Can I hear your louder? Amen. When is your season of joy? Number one, your season changed. And people will be wondering, what has happened to him? What has happened to her? Is because the man has entered into the set time of his celebration, of jubilation, of rejoicing. You will dance without music. You will dance without drum. I say you will dance without drum. Something will propel you in your heart that you will just be rejoicing, and they will be asking you, what has happened to you? You say the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hey, somebody is here this morning. As the Lord liveth, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. In the midst of your affliction, God will see you through. It will be a time of your celebration. It will be a time and season of your jubilation. If you believe that, can I hear you louder? Amen. And when your season changes, number two, is because God has set a set thing to make sure your season of celebration did not stop. Now, number two, when your season, when your time of celebration comes, it will be a time of laughter, not just changing of season. When your change of season comes, it will lead you into celebration. Number two, when your time of celebration comes, instead of weeping, you will be laughing. You will be what? What are things that have made you to cry before? You will laugh over them. Those things that have made you to sorrow before, you will laugh over them. You will laugh over them. In the course of the month, we'll be looking at them in details. But hear me very well, as the Lord liveth, everything that I've been making you to weep in the secret, they will come, you will come to this altar to testify to the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hey, can I hear somebody say louder? Amen. Your season will change. It will be a time of laughter. Number three, it will become a time of wonder. You will be surprised. Get ready. Help me to tell your neighbor, get ready. Something that you are not expecting is coming your way, because it's going to be your season of what? Celebration. Your season of jubilation. What you don't expect. Help me to tell your neighbor, God just told me, expect good news. Expect something great. Expect something wonderful. Expect something that you don't expect. Now, even what you are expecting, God will surpass it, because it's your season of what? Celebration. Help me to tell yourself, it's my season of celebration. Say it as if you mean it. Say it's my season of celebration. God cannot help us and make us to deliver us from the horrible pit, from the miry clay. And the Bible says he set our feet upon what? The rock. Now, when your time of celebration comes, God relocates you. Did you hear what I just said? God does what? Now, you can't be stationary and you want to celebrate. Some of you have been moving in circle, but in this month, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, you will see a great change of relocation of your destiny in the name of Jesus. And as the Lord liveth, time will not permit me to begin to tell you. I just want to breathe on it, and so that we can go ahead Thank you, sir. So that we can go ahead and pray. I'm too convinced beyond reasonable brow that even if you have not celebrated before, men will gather to celebrate with you. Who will God, who will men celebrate with? Now, may I speak to 7 people here? I don't know about the 7. Every day in this month, you have a reason to celebrate. I said every day in this month, you will have a reason to celebrate. Every day in this month, as the Lord liveth, you will have a reason to celebrate. If you are the one that wants to celebrate, can I hear your shout of hallelujah? Now listen to this. After Miriam took the tambourine and he led them, I started telling them, he said, God demonstrated his power in our life. God has brought us forth from the land of bondage. God has opened the Red Sea for us. God has fought our battles. God has drowned our enemies of progress. Now, and she went on and went on and went on. Anytime your season of celebration comes, I've told you 4 things. Your season will change. It will be a time of laughter. It will be a time of rejoicing. It will be a time of celebration. Now, and you will discover also that God is faithful to his word. God is what? Faithful to his word. Has he not said it? Will he not bring it to pass? I'm too convinced within me that this month, people that does not know you, they will look for you. Oh, okay, 3 people. You don't understand. You are not known. But when is your time of celebration? Men that does not know you, they will seek for you. They will look for you. They will come after you. In the name of Jesus. When God has helped a man, it launches the man into celebration. How many of you want to enter into your celebration? Now, this month, whether you like it or not, whatsoever that has made your life miserable, that same thing, God will turn it to a thing of joy for you. How many of you believe? Rise upon your feet and say, Father, according to your declaration, let this month be my season of celebration. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray to God. He said, let this month be our month. My month of celebration. Not, oh Lord, let it be my month of celebration. My month of rejoicing. My month of jubilation. Over my life. Over my family. Over my work. Over my ministry. Over everything that I lay my hands upon. Let this month be my season. And my month of celebration, this month of jubilation in my life, in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to lift up your right hand before the Lord and say, Father, in this time of celebration, let my season change. My season of sorrow, let it change to season of joy unspeakable. My season of shame, let it change to the season of glory. My season of weeping, let it change to a season of laughter. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray and say, Father, please change my season. Because it's my time of celebration. Let this season be changed to your glory and to your praise. Let this season change for my goodness in life and destiny. I pray unto you. Today is the first day. Today is the first day in the month of June. Lord, I pray. And Lord, I pray that God of heaven, you will cause my season to change for the best.
to change, oh Lord, for good, to change positively. It will be a change, positive change, so that I can enter, so that, oh Lord, celebration will be my portion and my Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. One of the things that God told us is that when your season of celebration comes, it turns weeping into laughter. Everywhere you go, you will begin to laugh. What has been making you to cry before, it will change. Oh Lord, it will turn to laughter. Say, Father, put laughter in my mouth. Put laughter, put laughter, put laughter, put laughter, put laughter in my mouth. Put laughter in my destiny. Put laughter in my home. Put laughter in my, oh Lord, in my being. Put laughter in my going out. Put laughter in my coming in. Put laughter in my, oh Lord, business. Put laughter over the works of my hand. Put laughter in, oh Lord, in every aspect of my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Malika ya paroso pralebra. Letele pralebra balaba. Rabababababababa. Malika ya kesorera.
Laughter in my home, laughter in my business, laughter in my ministry, laughter in my wife's life, laughter over my children, laughter in my going out, laughter in my coming in the name of Jesus, laughter all around me, laughter in my home, laughter in the works of my hand, in the name of Jesus. Malika ya barama sodelebra. In Jesus' name we pray. Help me to look for a family. You are going to pray one prayer with them. Quickly look for a family and say, Father, ask for the family name of that brother. Ask for that family name of that brother or that sister and say, Father. No, say it. Ask for that family name. You are praying for that family. Say, Father, in this season of celebration, we will not gather to mourn over this family. It will be a gathering of celebration. Oh yeah, go ahead and pray. We will not gather tomorrow in this family, in this home, in their business, in their going out, in their coming in the name of Jesus. It will be a season of celebration. We will not gather tomorrow. We will not gather tomorrow. We will not gather tomorrow. We will gather to celebrate in this life, in this home, in their businesses, in their finances, in their health, in their marriages, in the name of Jesus. Malika Paruso Praleva. Rapali Pralevara. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look for another family. You are praying for six families this morning. Ask for that family name. Family name. Say, Father, in the family of Olukoyas, you will put a new song in this family's mouth. A new song. A new song. A new song. A song of celebration. A song of jubilation. A song of increase. A song of power. A song of glory. In the name of Jesus. A new song in this family, a new song in this home, a new song in this, oh Lord, in their businesses, in the works of your hand, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus'
mighty name we pray. Locate another, the third family. Locate the third family and pray for him. Ask for their surname and say, Father, in this family of Olukoya, in the name of Jesus, you will give them testimony upon testimony, new testimony on a daily basis, a daily testimony of your goodness, of your greatness, of your power, of your glory. Look for the fourth family. Have you located the fourth family? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this family of Olukoya, you will give them a new anointing. Oh Lord, that will bring celebration over their life. A new anointing. A new anointing is coming upon your life. A new anointing is coming upon your destiny. A new anointing is coming upon your home. A new anointing is coming upon your businesses. A new anointing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at the fifth family. Two more people. Two more family to pray. Malik Prali Pramali Soprada. Leke Kabrabarabarabarama. You are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, over this family of Olukoya, you will give them a new chapter of greatness. A new chapter of greatness. In the name of Jesus. Chapter of greatness in every family represented in Jesus' embassy. The level of greatness you have not seen before, you will begin to witness it in the name of Jesus. Because you are here this morning, a new sack, oh Lord, a time of celebration, a new chapter of greatness in life and destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Locate the sixth family now. Locate the sixth family. Ask for that family name. Olukoya still remains my family name. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, over this family of Olukoya, give them a new allocation. A new allocation of heaven. A new allocation from heaven. A new allocation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name, put your own hands upon your head. When it's time for your celebration, Isaiah 43 verse 18 will come to display. He said, you will remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Put your two hands upon your head and say, Father, in my life, in my family, do a new thing. Oh, a new thing. Let all eyes see it. Let it be known to the whole world. In the name of Jesus. The Lord, you are the one that walks in my life. Both to will and to do of a good thing, of a pleasure. Lord, do a new thing in my life, in my family. A new thing. Those old things you have been experiencing, you will not see them again in this month. It will be a new thing. It will be a new thing. A new joy of unspeakable. Malika Prali Prabalaba. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bring basket for us. Bring out the worthy offering before the Lord. You will come with a gift unto God. Lift it up before God. You want a new thing, then you must do something that is you have never done before. To God. And come to this altar with expectation. Lift it up before God. Lift it up before God. A new thing in your finances. But remember vividly, whatsoever a man sow, he will reap. There is he that scattereth, but yet increaseth. There is he that withhold more than his need, but tend to poverty. As you come to this altar, and you receive this anointing for celebration, let something that God will see in your hand, that will make God to have respect, and for celebration, to come speedily over your destiny. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the offering of your people as they come for this anointing with great expectation. Lord, let the seed and the anointing collide and let it produce celebration in our lives in the name of Jesus. Immediately you receive the anointing, be dancing because you have a reason to dance throughout these months and in the months to come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.
I have a reason to praise the Lord. 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 We praise the Lord.
I have a reason to praise the Lord.
of heaven, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, I pray for your people this morning. You've told me to declare to them it's their season of celebration. So Lord, everything that I've in that celebration before now, I cancel it over their life and destiny in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, because they've yielded to your call, I ask God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I ask this day, the first day of June 2015, that you will begin to do a new thing in every family represented here in the name of Jesus. A new joy, a new allocation, a new chapter of greatness, a new joy unspeakable. In the name of Jesus, in their going out, in their coming in their work, in their businesses, in their finances, in their marriages, in the name of Jesus. I declare by the Spirit of the Most High, your chapter has changed in the name of Jesus. Throughout this month, nobody will gather to pay you a condolence visit. It will be a gathering of celebration. Listen to this. Most of you never thought you would celebrate in June. But by the virtue of what is coming, unexpected celebration will bring unusual gathering in your life. Lord, we thank you. Throughout this month, by the reason of the anointing, everywhere we go, celebration will be our portion. Everywhere we go, we turn to the right, to the left, to the center, to everywhere, part of the world, it will be celebration galore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. As we go this day, please go with us. Make every crooked way straight. Fill up our valleys. And make your name to be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The grace and fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. I shall live, I shall not die. I shall live to declare the glory of the Lord. In the land of the living, this year 2015, next year 2016, and many, many years to come. In Jesus' name. If you know that celebration will be your portion, can I hear a shout of celebration?